Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. Would you like a frittata?
What else was what are we gonna have with frittatas at Windermere? What else did
Yeah,
they
the
serve
fancy
there?
frittatas.
Frittatas and something else. Yeah, old Scotty.
There are a couple of good lines today.
Yeah. And
Something else about like, I don't share my portfolio.
yeah,
I
Curtis.
don't share my portfolio either, unless you're really
Nobody's
cute.
interested in my portfolio.
No, nobody's seen my portfolio for years.
Yeah, I Oh, dear.
Okay. Anyway,
Yeah.
okay. So what do we
Anyway,
have? We had two days. We had 2 days
have
that
2 days. Yeah, and I just
we
watched both of them, and I'm
yeah.
trying to recall what I saw.
Well, then your portfolio should be pretty fresh.
It should
So
be. Okay, yeah. So we had some good confrontations. Very
yeah.
good sputtering Ava.
Yes,
Yeah, she was
Ava's the
saying.
only one who has well, Ava and occasionally Laura
Yeah,
have the
yeah.
appropriate reaction to Esme.
Right. And Sonny. Yeah, Sonny, I think is he's
And
got an
Jock, I
accurate
guess.
read on her. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. But
Right.
Ava's like, oh no, you don't, you
Yeah.
know, like it's
Yeah.
immediate,
Yeah.
you know, like no way, little girl. And
Yeah.
but Laura kind of vacillates. Like, remember when
She
she was trying to
does.
talk her into staying? Like, what are you doing? What? Like,
Yeah. Well, that was also motivated by this Victor problem, right? A little
yeah,
bit.
yeah. Laura's a
Yeah.
little obsessed with Victor.
Yeah. And she does tend to try to be civilized whenever she
Yeah,
can. So
yeah.
that's a problem too when it comes to Esme. But
Anyway, okay. What else did you want to say? Confrontations? Who else did we have?
Oh God. Well, yeah, there was the Curtis and Selena one, which wasn't quite a
Yeah.
confrontation, but it made me
Okay.
anxious nevertheless.
I think they were just talking about plants, really. That's what I got out
Which
of
you're
it.
all for, yeah. All I heard was
Money plant.
money tree.
And why didn't they show it? I was like, that's a perfect
I
opportunity to
couldn't
show it.
remember what he did with it. Did he keep it?
It was a perfect sort of business countertop kind of plant. You know? Like, you
Right.
know, when you go leave like a Chinese restaurant or something, there's usually a plant like right by the register. It's like one of those. It was like felt like perfect size for that.
Well,
So
yeah.
we had another, I'll just get this out of my system.
Okay.
We had another nice display of plant life
Oh, yeah.
when Brad was coming out of his interview. Like behind Brad in the hallway, there was like it was like a shadow box of snake plant, like with lights above it. Did you notice
Nope.
it? Nope. Well,
I
it was
didn't.
very nicely lit, and I thought that's really quite artfully done for a hospital, you know?
Okay. All
Do
right.
you know what snake plant is?
I know what a spider plant is.
No. Well, this is like a spiky. The other name, another common name is mother-in-law's tongue.
Oh, okay.
A lot of varieties. It grows like crazy down here.
Yeah.
But I've always liked it for the name alone.
Okay. All right.
But
Very
anyway, it was nicely done, and it was like this recessed thing in the wall with lights.
good.
So,
It's not getting any more interesting to me. Sorry.
okay. I just want to know, like, who's got the job of doing this, and how do I apply to be like an apprentice or something?
Yeah, an apprentice for the plant wrangler on
Plant,
a
yeah, is
soap
it a
opera.
wrangler? Yeah, or whatever. I'm imagining you can't, like, you probably have to do a lot of different shows. Like, there's probably
Really?
an ABC. I love how you, like, bring me back to reality. Because I'm off on my flight of fancy lately.
My mind, I'm there with you. I think, oh yeah, I guess you would have to work other
There's
shows.
probably more than one show that needs plants wrangled, you know. So you probably have to do a whole slew of ABC shows to, you know, you're probably running around like crazy. There's probably a lot of, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'd like to know
Could
about
be.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if anybody out there knows how
It's a
Gia.
kind of thing that I'd like to go back, and I'm sure she's long dead, but speak to my high school
Guidance
counselor,
counselor.
guidance counselor,
I
who
think it's worth tracking her down.
couldn't have been more stereotypical, like plant lady, like with 8 million cats, you know, like one of those, like, nice, but you could, like, you just want to be like, oh, you're not even in touch with reality, you know.
That would be anyway. A great episode of a sitcom if a character tracked down their high school guidance counselor.
Yeah, I'm sure mine is long 40 dead.
Forty years later.
But it would be funny, yeah. Anyway, she didn't tell me about those kinds of niche jobs.
Niche. This is going to be a solid half hour.
I have not had a drink. I
get your checkbook ready, audience, because
we're monetizing this puppy today,
right as we speak. Cha-ching!
Click the button. Ring the bell.
Speaking of ringing the bell, okay. I thought Felicia looked lovely. I like her color of her dress.
Oh, today, the pink. Yeah, that was very nice. Yes. There was a lot of metallics going on, not on her.
Yeah, they still seem like they like to fall back on the metallics.
Metallics. And then, oddly, I couldn't see it very well, but was Brooklyn wearing so, like a biker jacket or something over a...
I don't know. I couldn't really discern the lines of her outfit.
It looked like something was sort of like a leather with zippers and like kind of a street-looking thing over it.
Yeah,
which is
maybe. Yeah, maybe.
And I see the lipstick.
Yeah, what, okay.
What
right?
was that?
Yeah, it was gone by the time they were at the Savoy, right?
I think so, but she turned at one point, I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening there.
Like, was it a dare? Like, she had to wear it on a dare?
A dare, yeah. I bet that was it, yeah. Usually our gut feelings about these things, I think, are probably quite accurate.
Yeah. Or maybe they got a new contract with, you know.
With Orange Lipstick Company number 9.
Cosmetic department that like made
maybe
me,
a lipstick
know.
Truck broke down in front of the
there
studio.
There you go, yeah. Yeah. speaking of Maxie, I had a couple of sort of out of the shell or whatever you want to call it. Like, I know you don't like to break the seal of the imaginary world.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to say. The state of mind with Maurice and Maxie.
Yes.
I watched that too, because, you know, I couldn't resist.
I couldn't either. And I'm very impressed with her.
I kind of wanted to talk about that too, even though, like you said, I kind of like to stay in the bubble. But yeah, I was very impressed with her too, and with Maurice, because I think he gets stuff out of people that they might not, you know, talk about anywhere else. You know, and of course, it's because they know each other. But it was very touching. I thought, you know, he was getting teary eyed, and it's just like it was sweet. It was very sweet.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't know of their struggles. It made me feel bad for the way we pick on these actors sometimes. But we're picking on characters.
and we're not saying anything about them that we wouldn't say about each other.
Oh, we've said worse.
Way worse.
To each other's faces. It could happen today. But yeah, I just think, gosh. And, is there a correlation between people that are attracted to the arts and people with mental health issues, maybe, or, you know, or is that kind of a romantic myth of mine?
I don't know. It could be both, but there's a new book out actually. And it was about sort of creativity and things like that. And there was a line in there that said, you know, when you're very depressed, it's hard to feel creative, which I think is true, you know?
And so that would counteract that thought, like, if people
it's like this contradiction, kind of like you have these ideas and everything, but then it's hard to find to line up the ideas with the energy to be productive, you know? It's
right,
like a roller coaster you're on.
What is the term? Anhedonia, and I'm probably saying it wrong. Anhedonia, have you ever heard of that?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Have you
met her? Anhedonia?
Is that a medication or an ointment or something?
I knew her in high school.
A condition?
No. It's a condition. And I'm probably saying it incorrectly because I've only read it. I don't think I've ever said it out loud. But it's
Was that
basically
the girl
the
that hit on you in high school in
I could have gone a
Hedonia?
whole
I'm
different
not
direction.
interested.
No, it's the concept of like where you've lost joy in everything. You find no joy in anything, you know. So it's like it's just the bottom of your depression, you know.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, so I'm glad you watched that. That was, yeah, and I had previous to that, I knew she'd had health issues, obviously the brain thing recently and then skin something. But I had no inkling that she might be bipolar also.
And she does seem like a really strong person, you know.
She does, she seems like she's got her shit together, you know.
Yeah,
Like,
like she's very grounded, you know.
more than I can say for like you or me. And
Definitely.
we're not battling any sort of mental health issues other than the, you know, garden variety.
And yeah, like the sugar roller coaster that I'm on, but that's,
Right. Well, that's
you know.
self-induced kind of,
Yeah, right.
yeah.
I know most of my problems, I think, can be traced back to just
Yeah, I
bad
think
choices.
all of mine. Yeah. But anyway, that was my one out of the imaginary world. And then the other thing was just fun. Because we had a really rainy night and I was like looking around for stuff to watch, and I came across the very first episode of General Hospital from 1963, which was interesting. It was only like 20 minutes, so the show must have started as a half hour show, and really fuzzy black and white, and it was spooky. It was more like a spooky, like it had, you know, spooky kind of organ music going.
I can
And
imagine what you're saying.
yeah, and it was all in the hospital, and it was Steve
Steve
Hardy,
Hardy, yeah, he was like
kind of
the
the
main
guy.
guy.
Yeah, and there's this troubled girl who's been in an accident and her face is potentially wrecked, and you know, she's hysterical. And anyway, that was the only character that carried over, I guess. But it was just like, wow, it really did start out. I kind of forget about the hospital half the time. But it really did start out as kind of a medical drama. But I thought, oh, I would have been so hooked on this back in the day.
Yeah, I don't mind the whole medical drama part of things, you know. I kind of wish there was a little bit more of that.
Yeah, it was way more like suspenseful feeling, or yeah, the
I
drama
mean,
was very high.
you think about all the storylines we could have going on. Like you could have Sasha with her battle with the pills and stuff
Yep.
like that. And it also seems like it's an anxiety problem she has in a way, not
Yeah, it does
her
seem
grief
like.
and everything, you know, like she's looking for something to help her.
Yeah, because it was right before having to give a public speech and like right before getting married or what, you know, it was like times when she had to
Kind
pull
of
up a little
milestone.
courage. Yeah.
And
Yep.
then you have like Willow, who seems to be sort of circling some drain. I don't know
Yep.
what drain
Yep.
that is. And then what about Elizabeth and this like new shadowy figure? Like I don't know how much patience I have for this plot line here.
Well, I'm sticking with my conviction that it's Elizabeth herself whose
Yeah,
brain
that's right.
is and that's and you're right, that could be another medical link of, you know,
Exactly,
I mean, I hope they're not going to go into a whole like split personality thing and what is it, Three Faces of Eve? Was that that one?
I believe
Ooh,
so.
yeah. On another front though, her hair looked so good and so much better. It's like, ah, the stylist came back to town.
Yeah, I thought it looked a little better too.
Yeah.
But I feel like when they do storylines like that, where, you know, there's supposedly this intruder or whatever, like we can only take so much because you start asking the question, well, why don't they set up a camera? You know, why don't they have Esme set up a camera or something, you know?
Yeah,
Because it like all these like holes in it, you know, where you feel like you can
right,
so easily prove if somebody's coming into the house, you know.
right,
And
exactly.
I
I
feel
know.
just a teeny bit insulted that they don't think we're going to start thinking
Yeah,
about things like
and
that.
just other things that they could also could take care of. You know, like we were talking about, well, why don't they mention Taggart? Why don't they, you know, things that they could clear up with dialogue that they don't.
Yeah.
Like on another, it's not quite the same, but they've started following up on the Terry storyline. Like Terry and Chet had that sort of date.
Yeah.
And then he texts her. And I'm like, oh, okay, they're following up. But like,
he's overseas.
Overseas. Why is he overseas? You know?
Right.
I don't know. It seemed like, is that just to let us know, like, we're dropping the storyline for another couple months? Because.
I don't know. And it kind of felt like everybody was at the Savoy that we haven't seen for a while. It's like, were they trapped in this club? Is that why we haven't seen them?
They were all here the whole time. Yeah. Yeah.
It's strange because you sort of like almost forget who some of these people are, you know, that they're on the show. I think we said that before too, but.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. A camera, but it's going to be her. And then I don't know what will happen for,
yeah.
I mean, it's probably just going to be more of a, like a PTSD thing or something, or a brain protecting itself or something.
Right. Yeah. But, yeah. Her kids seem very fragile, really, to me.
Yeah, and was that a new Aiden, or was that just Aiden grown up? Because
it was a new Aiden.
Yeah, because they do shoot up at that age, so I thought, well,
do. I know. We should confirm that, because I liked the old baking
Aiden. Yeah, the baking Aiden. Well, this one will probably bake, too.
But, yeah, the old one, he was very cute.
Yeah, so... So yeah, I do hope they kind of wrap that thing up soon or something. I thought, you know, they could have just done it today by having her have dried red paint on her fingers or something.
Yeah,
you know.
And it seems like they would have taken her fingerprints before, you know, because there were other things.
Found. She's been such a bad girl.
She's
probably got a record already. Anyway,
no, but like with the painting showing up at the house and stuff like that, there were other, you know, instances.
Oh, needs to rule her out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's getting a little tiresome. And,
it is. Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we're building it's going to come to a head because she's going to stay by herself. And I don't know.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
But it seems like an October storyline, but we're...
Uh-huh, right. Right. Heading into the nice weather.
are you getting nice weather? Good for you.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, what else do you want to talk about? We had Brad.
Yeah, we did have Brad, a bit of Brad. Oh, yeah, we had Britt talking with Selena, and that made me, I admire Britt's fierceness, but I'm afraid she seems to be blackmailed now, right, by Selena.
Yeah, but, do you know what happened in 2016? I don't know.
No, I don't know if it's something that we were supposed to know or something new that's going to be unearthed about her.
Like, remember, like, she was kind of a bad girl with her father, right? Like, she was...
Hmm.
So it's another contradiction in that she can rise to be, head of this hospital, whereas Brad can't even be an orderly anymore.
Yeah. I don't remember if she actually did anything with her father.
Didn't she do some time though? Wasn't she in prison?
She did, but did that have anything to do with him? I'm not going to be able to remember.
Well, what did she do if it didn't have to do with her father?
Didn't she pretend like a baby was hers or something? I can't remember.
Well, that's bad too.
I guess so.
That's also wrong. Yeah, what did she do?
We're not going to be able to unearth that. What?
She was Nicholas's boyfriend for a while, right?
His girlfriend, yeah.
I mean, girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's girlfriend. Oh.
what was that word you were using?
I'm mixing before? Up the my pronouns
or whatever.
Anhedonia. She's such a nice girl. Yeah, that's right. It's coming back to me. So she was connected to Nicholas, and that's how she knew Spencer.
Yeah.
So she didn't steal Spencer. Who did she steal?
No.
And why?
Baby. I don't know. Was it Lulu's or something?
A
I don't remember.
Baby. It was a baby.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. The baby.
But anyway, you could be chief of staff even with that sort of background. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But Brad, who's merely switched a few
few
lab tests around, and took a baby, like another baby.
See
thing.
The baby stuff. Everybody's
the baby slopping
that,
is rampant.
You know, the rite of passage.
Swap a baby, a little
you
murder
and I,
on the side.
You and I probably we should be doing that. We haven't
swapping
done that
babies
yet.
Left and right down here. Anyway, I always enjoy Brad. I feel like we've all been Brad, you know?
not had the backbone when we needed it, that sort of thing, you mean?
Never had a backbone, had like had awkward moments out the waz, just
oh sure.
Awkward,
yeah.
Awkward,
job
you know.
Interview stuff, yeah.
Job interview, uh-huh. Yeah. Just yeah. Saying the wrong, going with
yeah,
the wrong.
Yeah, that's true. He's a little bit ill at ease in a lot of situations, isn't he?
Yeah. The only time he seems happy and comfortable is with Britt, and that's why it's so fun to see them together.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because they seem to have, like, a real friendship, you know?
Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cute. What else did we see? Yeah. We saw Austin and Brooklyn trying to bury the hatchet a little bit.
That was very quick, and I guess that was acceptable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else?
There's something else. Oh, well, I was thinking about Sonny at, I forget the name, Tortellini, the gym, Bolognino's.
What?
What's that word you're saying earlier?
What did you just say? It's a Swedish car of some kind, or
the Saab gym. I think that's it. I think you're right.
He was wearing the shirt. I don't want to say it
and
now
I
because
say
I'm gonna
first letter. I was like, damn it, Sonny, turn to the camera.
It's a V. It's a V.
Okay, so it's Bolognino's, something like that.
Okay, that still sounds
who
bad.
Who is Bolognino, do you think?
I don't know, but that sounds wrong. And
okay, sorry. Anyway, Sonny at the gym.
Sonny at the gym in the little tiny ring. Looks like he actually got his head kind of smacked, or maybe
Did he have that bruise on his face the whole time? Because
I don't think so. Like
I
it appeared later.
It like in the last scene when he was talking to Spencer. So
yeah, that
did he actually
that
pop him one.
Yeah. The guy must have actually kind of gotten him.
that was just kind of weird. But I was. Thinking,
they want to make it real. Like make it real, man. Go ahead and hit me.
Oh, geez. I was thinking that Spencer was acting very, very arrogant with Sonny. I mean, like, I don't know where that was coming
from. Well, Spencer just is wandering around like a bag of dicks, I guess, you know?
He is.
He's just, like, spreading joy all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, he's never saying the right thing.
Never. And I don't know where this sudden sort of, it still feels kind of superficial, but the loyalty to Esme and this protectiveness, I don't understand why.
I don't know. The Cassadine men are not looking good right now.
No, they are not. No. So and maybe stupid. Maybe he's realizing he's losing some friends, so he's starting to feel like he needs to keep Esme around. I don't know.
Yeah.
But well, like Sonny said, he's backing the wrong horse.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of see when he thought she was pregnant and he was like, okay, I'm going to have to, you know, become Team Esme. But I don't know. And I didn't quite understand the whole strategy. Like, what strategy was she using there? Or maybe she just knew she wasn't pregnant, so she couldn't carry through with that.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, have we seen this kind of plot line before where somebody's just, like, refusing to take the test, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, and you're going to let her just go in there alone and take it, like,
with
all
the... Right, yeah, at least she didn't do that, you know?
I'm glad she's
not pregnant. That would have been...
She's a great bad guy. She's just really as infuriating as Nell ever was.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of the good bad guys they've had, like the other one that was super creepy, like it was Shiloh. Like, he really made my skin crawl. The women seem to just get under your skin more, like in the mean girl, like Mean Girls kind of way.
Yeah, and you kind of feel like people should see through them, you know. Like,
yes, so and obvious. The men seem to all get duped, and the women see through her. And but yeah, I mean, are they really going to make Nicholas be that stupid that he's going to get taken in?
I know. Like Ava's breaking it down for him. you know, and everybody, it's just so clear that, you know, Esme's just terrible. And yeah, going back to just blowing up the car, that's enough, I think, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But, so that would be too bad. I mean, I don't want them to have to change a character just to make a plot line work, you know? So if they make Nicholas that stupid, then we're going to have to believe he's really that stupid all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
Which, you know, I had that problem with Joey on Friends.
You think he is a bit of a dope.
Well, they didn't make him start out. They made him sort of like charmingly a little stupid, but then they as the show got more and more, you know, went on and on, he became kind of a caricature. And it was like, if he's that stupid, who's
hanging out with him?
Yeah, like who's being attracted to him? You know, it's it kind of becomes a hindrance. I don't know. It seemed like he was charmingly naive in the beginning, and then they sort of, I don't know. So I don't want to see Nicholas turn into a Joey, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Or a baby kangaroo.
Right. Fair point. Yeah. Well, we'd like him to be a little complex, you know, and not be reduced to some, you know, conventional kind of like
a fine wine. Yeah.
Who's just is he drawn to her physically? Is that complicating?
Well, I was kind of thinking about that, and I was thinking they'd have to make her a lot sexier if that were going to be the case, or maybe that's the appeal. I'm not a guy.
I don't know what's going on here. Well,
but you know, the whole, like, maybe there's like a schoolgirl appeal with those little prairie dresses and the big white sneakers or something.
I need some feedback.
Passing me by.
I need to have a focus group tell me if that's working. Like,
is that sexy for men? I'm not sure. Not really sure. Like, I think there's more, you know, like I see sex appeal in like Joss, you know, like if you're going to be a creepy older guy into teenage girls, I would think Joss would come across as sexier in the way they dress her. Mm-hmm. Not that she's overtly, you know, Lolita or anything, but Esme is frequently just sort of oddly dressed.
Yeah, and she just isn't like, she doesn't like light up, you know? She's just sort of dark.
No, she
tends to be like looking like she's angry about something.
Yeah, I don't know. But we're not guys. I mean, there's sometimes that mistake is made.
I
think we are. But so I don't really know. So maybe there's something there that
maybe.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe. But the sneakers, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. No, and it seems like we've seen that dress like more than once.
I just ordered one from Amazon.
You did? Okay, it'll come all wadded up in a little envelope, and you'll just shake
it out. And I'll let the cat get in it 8 million times, and then I won't be able to send it back.
Yeah,
I still got that little black romper hanging in the closet.
Oh,
I'm
Jesus.
Not sure when that's going to come out for a romp in the outside world. People are going to be like, did you just roll out of bed?
Are you sleepwalking? Can we call someone for you?
Yeah. I'm just always looking for a way to simplify my look. Because I thought if that worked, I'll get it in like five colors and call it.
Plenty simple, Gia.
A look that would work in the outside world.
Oh, yeah. It's a tall order. I don't know how to help you with that.
Oh, anyway. Okay. Did we have any other big things that we want to discuss?
I'm trying to think of some other stuff that happened yesterday.
We talked about the lipstick. We talked about metallic clothing.
Yeah.
Portfolios. Frittatas.
Yeah.
I love Ava. Let's see.
Yeah, and I do like it when Ava, like all these people who are on, you know, Team Joss and Cam, from different, you know, normally they're not.
Yeah, or they're having their teaming up to kind of rally around
kind
Trina.
Of like
and,
the
yeah.
possibilities of that.
Yep. But, yeah, I like seeing Selena Wu again. I don't think the thing with Curtis is going to do anything for me.
No.
I don't know what they need to do with Curtis, but.
Mm-hmm. something else.
Sure, but just not like tying anything else to the mob stuff doesn't, I don't know.
No, that's not going to make him any more
interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure what would make him more interesting.
I don't know.
At some point, remember the storyline that got mentioned 8 million years ago, that Trina's father is not actually Taggart.
Yeah, yeah.
So at some point that's going to come out, and it's, you know, will it be Curtis? Is it Curtis?
Right, right.
Like, that's who she was having an affair with.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be mildly interesting, I guess.
It could be mildly interesting, I guess, because Portia is presenting herself as such a do-gooder, you know? And
yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that would be moderately interesting.
Moderately, just moderately.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm more interested in getting back to the whole Harmony killing Neil.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We didn't get that in the last 2 days, but
right, yeah.
I haven't figured out any other motivation or what, you know, who's
right,
whose tool she is in this whole thing. But But I don't know. Is she going to be attempting to kill Alexis at some point? Like, is this all a big setup, or is there any true friendship here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of stories, a lot of balls in the air, and I don't know if we're getting enough attention paid to some of them.
Yeah, well, they come and they go.
Yeah.
I don't know. But another outside thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Nina, that actress, was on the Drew Carey show?
I don't know if I watched that. I watched that sometimes, but I don't know. I don't remember her on that show.
Yeah, I didn't watch it consistently either, but there was a snippet of her on that show. I was like, oh, okay.
Interesting. Right.
She's got quite a portfolio.
Yeah, she was on a show called Finding Carter that, and that might be on Hulu. I can't remember, but
I never heard of that one, but, well, then, of course, Lost, which I did watch.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
One of the most frustrating shows on God's planet.
Yeah. Well, I just have one question. Like, if you're stuck on an island, like, doesn't everybody become skinny ultimately?
On Survivor, yeah.
But not on Lost, it didn't seem like. Just from the commercials, it didn't
look gaining weight or something?
Well,
I would probably gain weight.
Maintaining, you know, they're adding.
I don't know. I can't remember the food options on that show, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't think they'd be great.
Oh, another outside thing I have to mention, just because we've talked about it before.
Uh-huh.
I apparently am like some sort of, I've got some sort of magnet effect on the whole. Like, remember how I didn't know who Louis C.K. was?
Yeah.
Now I keep running across Louis C.K. crap.
Yeah, did you watch Better Things? Was he was
I on... started watching, I was looking for another show because I'd already binged the other one. I was like, oh, this looks, you know, okay, I've seen a snippet.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, and then I get hooked on a couple and then I see the credits.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, God. Yeah. And then... there was some article about, I guess he just won a Grammy or whatever other awards show they just had.
Uh-huh.
And it was some article about, you know, how he's uncanceled himself after.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? Like, why? Like, what does that mean? Why am I, like, all about Louis C.K. suddenly?
I think there's a toll-free number you can call.
Is it like that? Do you know about that Hall & Oates hotline?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to look it up. I've never called it. But apparently there's some
for you?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
like they'll play, like just to make your day better kind of a thing.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. It's for real. It's for real. But yeah, I think I need it. And then I'm like, do I watch the rest of this show? Because like,
right.
I don't approve of somebody abusing their power and
uh-huh.
I don't know what, I don't even like, just stop being gross. Like that's that, you know, that t-shirt you had that had the word that I don't like on it.
Yeah.
Like, can you make me one that just says, stop being gross? Just stop being gross, people.
Uh-huh. Please don't touch yourself in the workplace. Simple as that.
Yeah, that would be a good one too. And people would be like, I was touching myself somewhere else. I don't call it the workplace, but if you want me to call it my workplace.
Yeah, I guess if we're working remotely, that's your workplace. And you should be allowed to touch yourself at home.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not during the work day. We'd have to work out the...
Like, just not without people's permission. And how do you trust that you have their permission if they work for you or with you? Or I don't know.
Yeah. I was thinking about Clarence Thomas, too. Speaking
of gross stuff,
you know, and how somehow, you know, he's kind of remained a bit untouchable. Ironically.
Yeah, like the whole, like, like if only there'd been some warning that he was going to be a problem, huh?
Yeah. You know? Like, yeah, I know. Poor Anita Hill, you know, I mean, that was so before, you know, people actually listened, you know.
I know. That's what I'm saying is, like, if that's not enough of a freaking red flag for you, and then, you know, I don't know. But anyway, but and then, of course, I know people can be accused and wrongfully.
Right.
And it can ruin their lives. And I know that happens, certainly.
Yeah.
And, that doesn't help anybody. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm still watching Better Things because there's a lot that appeals to me. But whenever there's something kind of sexual, I'm like, oh, that's the part Louis C.K. wrote.
I know. There is sort of like a weird, like, dirty quality, like, to his.
There's a little bit of,
you know? I don't know what it is.
There's a little bit of just like sort of harshness.
Yeah.
Going on that I'm like, did we need to go there sexually? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Did we have to have, like, is that just a way to, like, make it edgy or something?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you're right. I think I do need a hotline. I don't know.
Yeah. There probably is something for you out there. If you can't find it, I would just call that, like, gambling hotline and let those people try to help you.
Gambling hotline. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, like, hooked on. I think I could go in a lot of different directions. I mean,
thinking they're probably, like,
Overeaters, you know, Anonymous or something.
Yeah,
I could kill two birds with one stone.
What?
I could kill two birds with one stone there. But, you know, like, I do overeat, and I want to talk to you about Louis C.K.
Yeah. Do you gamble, though? Well, isn't it gambling when you try a new show and it turns out Louis C.K. is involved?
So have you watched that whole series?
No, I started to, but it was like the Louis C.K. show. Like, there was some sort of, like, maybe it's too real or something. I don't know. I like the sort of.
It's not like my life, but
not like mine either. But I.
But
like
I like. That. I like that they had her being kind of like an actress, like you know, that's doing crappy voiceovers. You know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like. Yeah. And I like the motherhood aspect of it.
Yeah,
and
I feel like if I stuck with it, I would have liked it. But it.
But
just,
there's a little bit of, like. I don't want, I'm not a prude, but, like, sometimes it just feels like the profanity is like, well, why are you doing that? Did you really need it there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then just sort of, I don't know, but I'll probably stay with it because I'm a loser.
Oh, gee. There's so much out there to watch.
I know. Well, I watch Stargate.
Okay. Yep.
I'm gearing up for MacGyver coming back on Hospital. That's how I'm bringing this all back around before.
Because
MacGyver was Elizabeth's father back in the day.
Right. Yeah.
And wouldn't that be fun if he came back on?
Sure, it would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she was talking to Laura about her parents.
Yeah.
Again, not quite sure, like, why there's this big dark cloud over that whole, you know.
Yeah. Just
family.
Right.
I don't know, but maybe they will come back. We'll see.
It'd be fun. He's pretty funny.
Yeah. I guess maybe they would come back if she suffered some, like, total breakdown,
some break from reality. And,
yeah,
like,
that would be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought of another good t-shirt you can make for me.
Okay.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Ferncliff bound.
I went to spring,
and, like,
Ridge,
only
and
you
all
and
I
not.
Got was this lousy t-shirt. Plus, plus a Tupperware, Tupperware container full of delicious cookies.
Yogurt-covered pretzels.
As far as the eye can see.
Why do we come up with our best material like when everybody's probably long gone?
We should just stay on. Maybe they'll come back.
Come back, just okay. Well, we're really going on here. We should probably sign off, but
yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to say it.
Write some of this stuff down, though.
I like General Hospital. That's how I'm going to end. And
okay. Yeah, me too.
But yeah, I really wouldn't be opposed to one of those T-shirts if you
okay,
you know
okay,
nudge
okay.
nudge
yeah,
wink
yeah,
wink.
I'll work on that. Okay, your birthday is in a couple of months, so
it really is.
It is. I know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks everybody who ever hung in there. God bless
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good. All right. We'll talk to you soon, Keish.
Okay. Bye, Gia.